Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, July 18. Coming up, NHT far advanced with home solutions delivery in two parishes, new policy to increase access to NHT benefits, and Tourism Minister calls for greater use of ICT in the sector. The details after the break.
A fire can occur at any time. Dial 110 for the Jamaica Fire Brigade or 112 for emergencies. It's a good idea to store the contact numbers of the fire station nearest you. Knowing these numbers could mean the difference between life and death.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the National Housing Trust, NHT, is far advanced in the delivery of some 8,000 housing solutions in the parishes of St. Catherine and Clarendon. This, he says, is part of plans previously announced to make it easier for low-income earners to benefit from home ownership. Mr. Holness adds that by 2021, in Clarendon alone, more than 4,520 housing solutions will be provided, while in St. Catherine, about 3,305 homes are to be delivered. He is urging persons to take advantage of structured housing projects being developed as an alternative to squatting, as the housing agency makes it easier to access funding.
We want to build more housing at a faster pace, faster than the demand that exists, and faster than the temptation that is there for people to squat because they don't have access to affordable planned development.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the villages of Colbeck Castle Housing Development in Old Harbour, St. Catherine. In the meantime, two new policy changes geared at increasing access to National Housing Trust NHT benefits took effect Monday, July 17. With the changes, qualified contributors may now access loans of up to $5.5 million to purchase any house on the open market. Previously, only contributors constructing or buying into new developments, whose practical completion certificate dated after September 1, 2015, could borrow up to $5.5 million for open market loans. In addition, the loan limit for the 15-plus category has been increased from $1.5 million to $2.5 million. 15-plus loans are for NHT contributors who want to repair, improve, or expand an existing mortgaged property, or those who want to purchase or construct a residential property once the beneficiary is no longer a homeowner. In announcing these changes, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said they are geared at assisting the NHT to fulfill its mandate of increasing the housing stock for qualified Jamaicans.
We are widening the reach of the NHT, increasing the allocation to ensure that all Jamaicans have a housing solution.
The Prime Minister adds that with this initiative, the government's goal is to make the cost of squatting higher than that of acquiring a legal home. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett is encouraging more local entrepreneurs to tap into the knowledge tourism industry. Minister Bartlett says the information and communications technology ICT sector has become an enabler for economic growth globally, and Jamaica can utilize technology to offer more services and diversify its tourism product.
Connectivity, whether by way of the internet or mobile phones, is increasingly bringing market information, financial services, and health services to remote areas, and is helping to change people's lives in unprecedented ways. New information and communication technologies, in particular high-speed internet, are also changing the way companies do business, transforming public service delivery and democratizing innovation.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the Digicel Smart Destinations Forum in Montego Bay recently. And scores of persons are expected to benefit from a range of justice services at the first justice fair to be held for the financial year on Wednesday, July 19. Free legal advice and consultation will be provided by a number of public sector entities at the event to be held in Greendale, St. Catherine. The fair will run from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Executive Director of the Legal Aid Council, Hugh Faulkner, says the justice fair seeks to pull together several branches of justice-related services for communities with limited access.
Each of these entities will have a booth, and so the citizen can come. I've seen citizens, they have matters that touch and concern the National Housing Trust, the Office of the Public Defender, Legal Aid, Civil Matters, Administrator General Department, to get information, guidance, and assistance.
The council will also be hosting a legal aid fair in partnership with the Cornwall Bar Association in St. James on Thursday, July 20. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.